Raped by Your Girlfriend, written by Hecate's Crossroad. So this was a Yandere audio, which of course, I mean, how could I not do it? So this one I got tagged in the comments, and then a couple other people wanted me to perform it as well. And it definitely has notes of Her Beautiful Unwilling Toy, which was also written by Hecate's Crossroad. And so I'm like, I'm gonna go perform this one. And I had said, okay, well, I'm gonna perform it by Friday. So I said that publicly in a comment in the script offer. And then at least two other people performed it this week. I was like, oh shit. And like when I said I was going to perform it, that was before anyone else did. And that does not mean that, oh, everyone else should have waited to perform it. No, that's not what that means. But I had already said publicly I would do it. So I'm like, well, I have to do it. I said I would do it. And I'm like, is that fair to the other performers? And I'm just, I feel weird like doing the same one. And also, I don't know if the scriptwriter always wants to hear a whole bunch of fills really close together either, especially when it's a longer script. Like my fill was 33 minutes and I'm just like, okay, I feel kind of bad for the scriptwriter who has to listen to all of them. And so I hate, you know, giving more work to people. And I say work because, I mean, scriptwriters don't have to listen to fills or anything, but normally they want to and they want to comment. I know when I put a script offer out, I think I got like 6 fills. And the thing is, you know, it's respectful to listen to the fills. And so, you know, to comment on the fills too. So I know that I was like, okay, well, I've got to listen now. And it was a longer script that I had put out. And I was like, okay, if I ever do this again, I'm going to put out a shorter script. Because at the time, I put it out over a year ago. And at the time, I did not have time to listen to script fills, really. Like the time that I had, I really only had to dedicate to like making my own audios and my own scripts. And so I was like, okay, well, how am I going to find time to listen to script fills? So what I had to do was I had to break them up and like listen to part of them at a time whenever I could find a little bit of time, like a couple minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to sneak away, listen to a couple minutes, and then sneak away later and listen to a couple more minutes. So I sometimes feel for script writers when they get a lot of fills, especially when they have a ton of scripts out. Because there are some that are just so prolific and they have so many scripts out and they get script fills like every day. And I'm like, wow, how do they do it? First of all, they have to write all those scripts. But second of all, they probably feel obligated to listen to them all as well. And that's why there are those script writers that are usually in those shoes. They are the ones that you might not hear back from for like a week. Because they've got other things they have to do. And they are just bogged down in script fills. So yeah, I felt a little weird about performing it when other people had. But I did it. And I was also worried because, I mean, this is a weird thing to bring up. But I mean, it's true. If you post your fill after there's already been other fills, people have already heard it. So are people going to want to hear it again, even if it's a different person doing it? That's debatable. Another example of this would be the Sexual Wellness Secretary series, which if you look at the title, you look at the tags, you look at the summary, it's like, this would fucking kill it on GWA. And it did not kill it on GWA because it had been such a popular series. So many people filled it and everyone had already heard it. So I started performing it and people were like, well, I mean, yeah, I've already listened to that a ton of times. I know the script by heart. I don't really need to listen to it again. So that did not do well. So I have not continued the series, because nobody listened to it. So that was kind of a bummer. But I was asked to perform it by a friend. So I kind of feel bad. I kind of want to continue performing it. But at the same time, no one really listens. So yeah, I was worried about that with this one as well, since two people already performed it this week. But since I had already been asked by three people to perform this script, and I already said I would, I'm like, yeah, okay, I will. And then I'm like, okay, if three people want me to perform it, then I'm sure there might be others. And of course, it's right up my alley. It's a lot like, you know, it's what I'm known for, like the whole Yandere thing. And her beautiful, unwilling toy did really well. And it's similar to that. It's got the domestic violence angle as well. So in my script fill, I did put a warning in bold about the domestic violence. Now, scripts that take place in a bed and the whole thing is just in the bed, doing sound effects for that, I mean, obviously there are always sound effects to do. I always do like bed creaks and the sound of sheets moving, and of course there are all the sex noises, but I'm always like, I wish I could do more. They don't really challenge me sound effect wise, and I do like being challenged when it comes to sound effects, because sound effects are so much fun for me. So there were not too many sound effects in this one. And I feel like if I can start off an audio with strong sound effects before it even gets to the narration part, I feel like that's a good hook to get people into the audio and immersed. So I always try to put something before the part where I speak. This time I just had the sound of me stumbling because my character's drunk. And I don't know if anyone caught on to like that. Those are stumbling footsteps, but they are. There's a lot of work I put into my audios, people. So yeah, this character, she's drunk. She's been drinking with a new colleague. She starts to sober up when it comes to raping her, as she says it, fuck toy. So that makes her sober up because she needs to let him know, okay, mistress is serious. You are going to give her the cock. You belong to her. She owns your cock. Come on. Also, an interesting thing here is, okay, she is super possessive, but she has no problem sharing him with Sarah, the new colleague. I found that interesting. I did not see that coming when it was in the script. I really did not. And she's like, you know what? You have no choice. You're going to do as I say. We're going to keep you safe. Sarah would never let anything happen to you. And I'm just like, wait, it sounds like she's closer to Sarah than she is to this guy. And it might be a respect thing. Like, I respect my colleague, who I don't know very well, more than I respect you. But also, I think it's just supposed to be hot, you know, her talking about sharing him. I think it's more about how she owns him. And she can do whatever she wants with him. If she wants to go let her friend borrow him, she owns him. She can do that. So I think it's more along, it's that angle. It's the control angle. I own you. I control you. More than, I'm just going to let my friends have you. Even though I'm so possessive. So yeah, it's more about control, I guess, than about not caring who has sex with him. So that makes sense when I think about it like that. Then it makes a lot of sense. Now, I think the control thing is really hot. To me, if a guy was showing me, you know, at the level of which he controls me, I would find that super, super hot. Now, she just keeps going with the control thing because then there's the forced cream pie. And she's like, guess what? We might have a baby right now. You have a breeding kink. So let's do this. Let's roll the dice and see what happens. And he gets zero say in this, which of course is not the way this is supposed to work. But it just adds some extra risk and some extra fear. It raises the stakes, which is always good. Now, I heard there might be a sequel to this one, and the author is planning on there being a threesome with Sarah, the colleague, and I think that there might be some pegging. That's what I heard, so there may be more.